We can fall into the trap of thinking that small things in life don't really matter. We can seek out big, grandiose, and heroic examples in our life, but most important things in life are the smallest things because they reveal where our heart truly is. In our gospel today, Jesus reminds us that we cannot serve two masters. While we Americans might bristle at the idea of having a master, we do. Those masters might be people, or things, or even our time. We all have something that we bow down to. We all have something that we clear our calendar for, that we sacrifice time and treasure for. We have masters in our life, things that guide our planning and our actions. These readings today remind us that our true and first master should be God. God should be the driving force behind our entire life. God should be the one thing that comes first in our planning. We should plan our life around our relationship with God, not fit God in when we have the time. If we're confused as to who or what the master is in our life, all we need to do is open our calendar and our bank statement, and we will see where we spend our time and what we spend our money on. That's no fun, because I think all of us will struggle to really find that we truly make God our first priority. To use the image of a steward again, all we have in life is given to us to be used to build up the kingdom of God in our life and in this world. I've said it before, but if we just show up to church every week, we're still only giving less than 1% of our time to God each week. We can also have a habit of overestimating the time that we really give to God each week. It's a good exercise to keep track of our time that we spend with God. So I challenge all of us to keep track for the next week to really see how much time we actually spend in prayer and serving God each day. If we can do this, then we can have a baseline to work from. We can then develop a plan to grow. The good news is that to give ourselves to God is as easy as loving someone. We show our love most not by the big, extravagant gifts, but in the small, everyday moments of sacrifice and love. We show our love by simply being with them. Our faithfulness is not set in those big moments. Instead, our faithfulness is built up in those small moments that go unnoticed. This is what Christ is trying to teach us today, that it is in those small, seemingly unimportant moments of our life that we build up our faith. Big moments will come, but it's in the daily practice of loving God that we can truly learn to do what God asks us to do in those hard and big moments. Let's pay attention to the smallest moments in our life and ponder who we truly love in this world, because we need to make sure that God is our first master and that our life revolves around our relationship with He who created us and has given us everything.